This podcast is brought to you by Kwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Monday, November 30th, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Marianne O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Nissan South Africa plans to increase annual vehicle production and expand its exports beyond Africa. Nissan SA Corporate and Finance Director Greg Field says government's new support program, the Automotive Production and Development Program, which will be introduced in 2013, has put an export focus on Nissan's business. The APDP will replace the current Motor Industry Development Program, which has a strong export-only focus. Field says that Nissan believes the Middle East and Europe will provide high potential as export markets. European businesses, growing frustrated at slow progress in the World Trade Organization's Doha round, have called for the WTO to speed up negotiations this week. The WTO is holding a ministerial conference from Monday to Wednesday, but negotiations on Doha are off the agenda. Instead, ministers will review the WTO's work and its contribution to economic recovery and tackling problems such as climate change. Doha is likely to be discussed on the sidelines. Economists argue about precise benefits of a Doha deal, but political leaders and the WTO believe it will boost business confidence by removing uncertainty from the world economy. Also making headlines, Dubai's debt repayment delay is unlikely to affect South Africa's construction firms. The 124 billion rand Medupi price tag is another indication of Kusule's vulnerability as Eskom finalizes its tariff request. Abu Dhabi will aid Dubai on a case-by-case basis, and a French finance institution gives South Africa carbon capture a boost. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.